This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate blocked the advancement of a major voting rights bill on Tuesday, with 60 votes required to advance the bill for debate, and Republicans opposing the measure in the evenly split 100-member chamber. The bill stalled. Lindsey Graham, a prominent South Carolina Republican, called the measure an insane idea. In a statement released shortly after he voted no, he added, simply put, this is the biggest power grab in modern American history. Democrats plan to push for a revised version led by Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democratic centrist, who had announced his opposition to the legislation approved by the House of Representatives. His proposed changes include adding a national voter ID requirement and cutting a public campaign financing provision from the original version. But his changes to the measure have drawn no Republican support. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election that saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. The House Judiciary Committee will vote Wednesday on a package of 6 antitrust bills, including 2 that address the issue of giant companies such as Amazon and Google creating a platform for other businesses and then competing against those same businesses. The legislation drew fire Tuesday from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest U.S. business group. The group said the legislation will have dangerous consequences for America. It said antitrust laws should not be rigged against a small number of companies. In a separate development, the Federal Trade Commission has decided to review the company's planned purchase of U.S. movie studio MGM. This is according to a source familiar with the matter. You're listening to VOA News.